Go Loud.
Hold my drink wedding.
That'd be brilliant.
I was celibate for like a good 7 or 8 months.
Right. Yeah.
And it was so good. I felt my mind felt clear.
Yeah.
I was just not worried about anything. Now I'm fucked again.
Have you found love?
Or are you closer to finding love thanks to this, to this amazing dating show? Welcome to Hold My Drink with Charlene and Ellie.
Hello.
Hi guys.
Hello.
I keep going to say the next part of what we usually said.
But we scrapped it.
We scrapped it.
But why don't you let people know if they are new here?
If you are new here.
You just want to say it, don't you?
Yeah. Our podcast is a group chat between your best friends, the girls' bachelor night out, where you spill all the gossip.
Our relationships, dilemmas, and life.
And life. If you're completely new.
Yeah. If you've never heard of us before.
Yeah, you might want to.
We're two best friends with a 4-year-old podcast and we talk about everything.
That sounded like we have a child.
We do have a child. Her name is Hold My Drink. HMD.
HMD. Little HMD.
She's a cutie.
She's only 4.
I know. God
She's
love her.
Girl.
Yeah.
We have her on 4 years in October.
And we talk about everything and anything.
And yeah, if you're looking for a topic in particular, we've probably covered it.
100%. There's an episode somewhere.
On most things.
Yeah.
There's a few things that we want to still cover, like Mormonism.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's get a Mormon in.
I know. I'd love, we were talking about getting one of the girl, the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives on like a Zoom.
That would be really
good. Yeah, that'd be good.
Also, anyone listening, if there is anything is ever, oh, bless you, sorry. Bless you. Are you a triple sneezer or a doubler?
Double, usually, yeah.
I'm a double.
I'm just a one.
Do you ever hear people who sneeze like 7 times?
Yeah, I'm like, shut up.
No, yeah.
I'm not saying bless you anymore.
No, yeah, yeah. It's not funny anymore. You gotta bless you the second time. You're not getting one anymore. But anyone listening, if you ever want a specific topic for us to talk about.
Yeah.
Specific guests. Mm-hmm. If there's anything that you ever want to hear from us, because we obviously do this
so much.
We do it for us because we love it, but we also want you to love it as much as we do too.
Yeah.
So if there is any thing that you want us to touch on or talk to or whatever, do send us a little message or an email.
Yeah, because we've had people writing before and we've done it then.
Mm.
So someone asked for to talk about the Molly May part one.
Yes.
And we've done like a whole episode on that and like different guests and things. So anyone that you want to see or what you want to talk about, let us know
too.
Kara Ryan, welcome back to Hold My Drink. How do you feel? This is the final. Let's all hold hands.
So sad. I don't want to leave you guys. I feel like I'm a member of Hold My Drink.
We were only saying that someone said Kara needs to be a permanent guest on Hold My Drink.
Just every week.
I'll just be like a little assistant.
Yeah, you can just pop in whenever you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't Tana's assistant always come on? She's on their tour now.
Oh, is she?
She's like, she's like, yeah.
Perfect. Kara will be with us.
How was the live show?
Oh, really good.
Really?
Really good. Yeah, the atmosphere was insane.
I'm so sad.
You
were missed. Next one.
Fill us in on New York.
Oh my God.
How was it? Girl, I saw the disaster about you being on your own. But you took it on well.
I did take it on. No, okay. So obviously, someone actually said it to me at an event I was at recently. They were like, I'd say we only saw like a quarter of what went on in New York from your page. And I was like,
yeah.
like when I landed, I turned on my 3G. First of all, Vodafone, if you want to collab, please God, I'd say my...
Girl, why didn't you get an eSIM?
Yeah, yeah.
Because my phone's locked.
You can still get an eSIM.
You can still get an eSIM.
Perfect. Well, that's good to know. Anyway.
There's an app. Anyone... What's the app called?
Airlo.
Oh, that's
I got it from my mom and then I used it when... Where was I?
What's the one I used?
I used it for something.
There's one I
use. It's not an ad. If you want to pay me.
Yeah, it's an app and you buy the SIM on it. It's like €20 and you have like your 3G and everything.
Perfect. So I'd say my bill's gonna be grand.
Okay.
But it's fine. So I turned on my 3G. I get a text from Ava. She's like, yeah, my ESA didn't come
through.
She
was joking?
I thought she was going to be on the 4 o'clock flight. I went on the 11 a.m. flight. And I was like, I'll just get there early. I'll land at 1:30 New York time. I'll go for a little stroll. She'll be over in the evening. We'll go out for dinner.
When did she apply for her ESA?
I think like a few days before. It just was taking a long time to go through. It wasn't approved
probably
straight away.
Probably the time of year people go on a holiday.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I feel like that definitely... like fucked me up. I went into the toilet and I just burst out crying and I was like bawling.
Aww.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm in New York by myself because I haven't been there since I'm
like 11. You're like your man at home.
No,
yeah, Kevin. Yeah. I literally was like bawling and I was like, I'm in New York by myself. Like, I don't have any adult supervision. What the actual fuck is going on? But then I ended up meeting up with like my brother's friends and it turns out I actually know loads of people in New York.
In New York.
So And I always forget this, I love being by myself. Like,
so do I
do things every single day by myself. Like, I go on my walks by myself, I do my shopping by myself. Like, most things I do are by myself.
So it's just, like, the fact you were in a different place.
Yes. Yeah. And not knowing anything. But I just kind of was like, my number one thing was not being able to find my way around. Mm-hmm. But then I just was like, oh fuck, I just use your 3G and go on maps.
Yeah.
And then at least I wasn't like anxious, because that would have like put me up the walls if I was lost in New York.
It's so straightforward. The roads are so easy to follow because it's all like, it's a grid.
I haven't figured that out.
No, I still don't either, but I know, I understand the layout of it, but I still wouldn't.
Like, if they were like, oh yeah, you're going to East 4th I'd be like, Street, what? On 2nd, and I was like,
so there's avenues and then there's streets, so your avenue is going to crossing up, and then if it's like 52nd on 4th, you're going up to 4th Avenue and you're finding 52nd Street.
Yeah.
And they match up like a little grid.
Okay.
Yeah. But it is confusing. Like, it's hard.
It took me a while to understand.
I still need a fucking map, but it was so good. I got asked out on a date by a fireman.
Okay.
Oh, you went into the fire station.
I went into the fire station because I saw a TikTok of this girl.
I seen that.
Did you see that TikTok?
Yeah, I did.
It was like, what's stopping you from going into a fire station and asking for a tour? And
it's legal to do that. Like, you can do it.
Well, I did it.
Okay.
And I just walked in, and the fire stations over there are completely open. So it was just like a massive, I was going to say garage. And like,
I know. And you can see the trucks.
And you can see the trucks. Yeah. So like, I just walked in and I was having a look around because there was like their coats and stuff were in there. And then this guy fucking pops out of nowhere. He was fab. He was about 6'6", I'd say. He was so tall. I was literally talking to him like that. I was like, oh my God, hello. And he pops out of the van and he was like, come on in, sweetheart. Are you okay? He had this like gorgeous accent and he was like, yeah, I'll show you around. And I was like, can I see your pole? And he was like, yeah.
Which one, Kira?
So they were like showing me the pole, and then
did you go on it?
I went in, I took a photo with this, and then they put me in the truck, and like, shut it was getting off. This is by myself, bear in mind.
That's hilarious.
Completely alone. Like, I literally was completely alone. All I had was me and my phone.
Yeah, but do you know what the thing is? You know you're safe there. Like, it's not like you're walking into a random men workplace, like, they're
But then it was kind of stupid because they were like, what are you doing in New York for the weekend? And I was like, oh, I'm actually here by myself because my friend didn't make it over. And then they were like, oh, your man, the tall sexy one, was like, oh, do you want to go out for a drink later? And like, I probably would have gone for a drink with him, but the reason I didn't is because I was loving New York.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't want to have to sacrifice a night here to go for a drink
and hang around
who you might never see again.
Who I will never see again.
Yeah. How did you say no to him?
I just said, I think I was like, I have plans tonight. How did I say no? No, because I said it in a really nice way. But I just was like, I don't want to, basically. Yeah.
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
love.
I just didn't want to waste any time.
No. And it's such a good, like, busy place. There's always something to do.
Did you get him on Instagram, Ratton?
No. I have a kind of a photo of him because you can see him in the reflection. He took a photo of me in the van.
I need to see.
I need to see Kira sitting in a fire truck. I have to.
It's fucking hilarious. And then there was another fireman there, but he was like, he was about 4 foot.
Did you see the TikTok that you're talking about, the fire one? Is that the one that she got loads of hate underneath?
Why?
Because people were like, maybe it's not, but there was a girl, she was like going down the pole and all, and people were commenting me like, these men are probably like married and all, blah, blah. I'm like, you're literally.
Oh,
like,
so what? Yeah. And they're probably going to a strip club anyway, so why'd you give a fuck? I hate you. Anyway. No. Okay, yeah, here's the. Where's the photo of him? Yeah, you can kind of see him there. Wait until you see the 4 foot nothing guy beside him.
Yeah, the girl that's walking by.
So he's like
is
this like massive fireman, and then there's a little short one beside him.
Oh, little shorty. Sorry, I'm dead at you. Like,
proper. I was so happy. I was surrounded by men.
She has the hat in her head, Char. Look at her. Wait, where's the man?
You can kind of see him in the reflection.
Oh, he's tall.
It's like when you put your child on like the merry-go-round and you take.
Oh my God.
No, literally.
I'm obsessed.
Like,
I'm actually obsessed.
Yeah, so he was gorgeous. He asked me out. And
I wish you vlogged the whole experience.
Yeah, I vlogged all of New York.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It's all over my TikTok.
Were they in it at all?
Yeah, me talking to them is in it. Yeah.
If you want to listen, because you need
to hear his accent.
Okay.
Even, you know, when like they just sound sexy.
Yeah.
He sounded hot. I was like, oh.
I don't know about American accents, though.
I don't mind an American accent. I know loads of people hate them.
Wouldn't get me like, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah.
It's more their sense of humour. I'm like,
dry.
Yeah.
No, they just don't get it. They're not like us at all.
I think Australian guys
would get it.
Are kind of. Okay. Yeah, we get our humor.
Yeah.
No. They don't.
They don't?
Really?
No, I know loads of people in Australia say that, like, dating Australian men, like, they don't. People don't do it.
I just wouldn't be able to hack them all the time going around with no shoes on.
They're very dry.
I see, I'd be into that now.
Going into the shops with your shoes on.
I'd fuck with that. If that was socially acceptable here, I'd definitely do it.
Absolutely.
I love getting the dogs in.
Yeah.
Nah. Any chance to get the dogs.
Yeah, love it.
No, yeah, whatever about around my house, but like, you want me to walk into the local shopping centre with my toesies out?
I was wearing Dundrum wearing my Havaianas long.
Yeah,
multiple times.
Yeah, gorgeous.
That's different.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, barefoot. Like, oh, yeah. Proper barefoot, like
they do
in Australia.
Have you ever put your feet in some grass?
Oh, probably not since I'm a child.
You need to do that. It's really
ground.
Yeah, grounding. It's really grounding. You feel connected to the earth.
Maybe all,
you have the most nerves on the bottom of your foot. Yeah. So that's why you should put your...
Apparently, if you go into a tattoo shop and ask them to tattoo the bottom of your foot, they'll give it to you for free because it's meant to be the most painful place ever.
I just say it's very ticklish. You know when you get a pedicure and they're like...
Oh, you want to kick the person down it. Literally. Not because they're doing a bad job.
I got my ears cleaned out and it was like... They were sucking it and it felt like... And no, it was actually... It was like putting a cotton bud. But
I like
better.
That.
No,
was it good?
Yeah.
Oh wait, I want to get
and
that
now
done.
I can hear. No, you probably don't. Unless you're like
you
no,
need
deaf,
it.
Oh really?
Fine. I was just deaf.
She couldn't hear for a week or two.
What?
Honestly, I had to.
Was
that.
It really bad?
If someone said something, I'd be like, like,
she hadn't a clue what was going on.
But a lot of the time, yeah, so badly blocked.
Not
so
good.
Bad. It's fine
what
now.
What the hell?
And now I can hear myself talk and think and.
She's back to us. So he asked you on a date.
Yeah.
You said no. Perfect.
And then apart from that, I just went on the. Piss for okay. 4 days. Like
how strong are the drinks? What we yeah. were lying, weren't we not?
What the hell? Yeah. No, I had like first of all, I ordered a vodka soda lime in the hotel. I couldn't even drink it because it just tasted like vodka. Straight vodka.
I don't think
it's
they
all
use
free
measures.
Pours. No,
they free pour everything.
I saw her. I watched her. The glass was like this big, and she just went at the same time and just poured ages. Until it was full.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's not okay. And then the margaritas, I was hammered walking around New York by myself. Hammered.
Literally, they're fucked.
So
it's because I think it's the tipping culture. They hope that you'll tip more when you're drunk.
True.
I think that's what it is. Because why would else they even yell to free liquor?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I just feel like everything's bigger in America.
The hangover.
That too.
The hangover I had in December when I was there was so bad we missed a whole day. We didn't wake up till 6 p.m. the next day.
No, you're joking.
No, we were out till like.
So I think I remember this
that
one
morning.
Story.
Yeah. Slept till 6 p.m. Missed a whole day. I had never felt so shit in my life.
You missed
now
the
we
helicopter.
Look back at, yeah, we missed the helicopter and all.
But thank God. See all the shit that's happening to the new.
Well, we just rearranged it.
I went to that company one time, guys.
With that company?
Yeah.
With that one?
Yeah, before.
I've only ever used a flying ion thing.
No, it was the other. This one's more, it's near Fidei. It's like on the river. And I went to it once and it was the same one.
Oh, no.
How horrible was that?
Scary.
Really
scary.
It just went midair. Like.
Yeah, and it was all over my TikTok. And then I was like, this is going to New York the next week. I was like.
You're like, yippee.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't do that.
Did you feel safe in New York? Did you feel safe?
Yeah.
Walking around?
I want to move. Like, I fully want to move.
Kira is literally me when I go on holiday.
Literally.
I'm like, I can imagine my life here. Perfect.
Oh, well, no, guys. Like, as in, I'm applying for a visa.
No,
there's an O visa.
Yeah, the O visa that all the influencers go on. And you can still work over there and make. Fat money.
Bank.
Yeah. Yes.
Bank. Yeah. Just for a year. My mom's going mad though, like even at the suggestion
you're
of
not
it.
Doing
she's proper. She's like you. She's like, no. And like, I'm kind of like, mom, it's not really giving mother bird. Like,
ask your mom, Love Island or America. She'll probably say Love Island this time.
Do you think?
Yeah.
No.
I think if you weigh it up to Alice now and say, do you want me in America or Love Island?
Well, okay. Well, would you do Love Island? If they came to you now and said this, well, what's it now? Is it June?
I wouldn't go on this year now, girl.
Okay,
I'd have to be flat out on the crunches every single day.
Okay, next year, we'll just do it.
I think you'd be a ball.
Still single, like, yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd be a ball.
Yeah, you would. Would you do the winter one or would you wait for the summer?
I'd wait for the summer.
Yeah.
Winter one's kind of shite.
Not the same.
No one really watches it.
There's just been no good, like, recently. Actually, Catherine was recent. She was great.
Mm.
Maura. But where's all the Irish people, Greg?
I know. Other than that,
he's a good Irish. You'd be like the next Maura.
Yeah, I think it would be funny. Like, I just think it would be funny to do.
Yeah.
Just to say you did it, like.
Yeah.
The only thing is, once you have the name as a Love Islander,
it never leaves you.
So, and like Molly May obviously done it really well, but some people are just known always as that.
A Love Islander.
Yeah.
And it's good in some ways because they get brought up fucking all around the world.
Mm.
Like White Fox and all them. But some ways it's like,
You won't always want that attached to your name.
But then people like Moore, have I been able to detach themselves from that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd need a really good strategy for after.
100%. I think people, and also because you know this industry before you go in.
Yeah.
Whereas they come out and they get a brand deal and they're like,
whoa, what do I do? Like the brand It's their first taste of influencer life.
Yeah. Yeah. And imagine your first taste being in front of an audience of, you probably have 1 million followers.
Yeah.
Was it Millie and Liam telling us? They were like, when we came out, we were trying to edit videos and it was taking us days. Like, we didn't know what we were doing. Like,
We'd never done it.
Yeah.
Imagine just having, they had like 900 whatever normal followers and then jumped up, and then you have brand deals and you're like, how the fuck do we, imagine us on our first day ever of influencing any of us.
Yeah.
Having to do these big, huge deals.
With massive numbers watching you. Like, no.
My first few videos, like, they're all archived now, but they were shy.
Same. Oh, I need to go back and archive all mine.
Yeah, some minor.
They'll be gone by the time you hear this.
Yeah, they will. No, we'll ever see.
Did you notice the difference with the men? Yes. American men versus Irish men? We already talked about they don't get the crack.
Yeah, I kind of just don't think that they get the vibe. But thing I like about American men is, first of all, they're very forward. They'll approach you, which I think is really hot.
Yes,
because I always find that I have to approach Irish guys because they're like so shy.
Yeah.
Whereas American guys are just like, let me buy you a drink.
Okay,
I love that. And they're just not as shy, more outgoing, but just don't get the crack. Like, I think they don't get like my sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of like, what is she talking about? Like, they probably think that I'm like one of the crazy people from like Central Park, but I'm like, I'm actually normal. You just don't understand me.
Okay.
I think it's an Irish thing that we're just like, no one understands us as Irish.
I think we're the Irish are very rip the piss out of each other in a nice way kind of thing. Whereas in America, I think that they would take that very personally. Like,
everything's at face value.
Yeah.
She was like, I feel like Ben probably thought I bullied them. She didn't like, but.
Yeah, we're so like sarcastic and saggy.
Yeah.
Not saggy.
And don't take ourselves too seriously, I think.
Yeah.
I think sometimes they can take themselves very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to some like massage place as well, and it was mad.
I saw it today, but what was TikTok about that? And she was like, I just absolutely got bit around. Like,
yeah, it was so funny.
What was it called?
Bathhouse, but it was like people were walking around. It was like,
oh, did Justin Bieber go there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I feel like
Wait, did you just plan this before he's got on the flight so he's to be relaxed for the flight kind of thing? Was it like a last thing?
No, it was like a kind of last minute thing.
Right.
And yeah, it was like this mad, like, rave massage place with like, it was weird. Like, it was weird. Like, there was like lads walking around in thongs, and then like there was other people like fully.
I think it's a sauna as well, isn't
it? It's a sauna. There's like plunge pools. There's ice baths. It was kind of just madness. Like, we were walking around and we were like, where?
Were you allowed your phone?
No, you weren't allowed to have your phone.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Knock it away.
Yeah.
Taken off it.
Yeah. And no, you just have to leave it in the locker.
Oh.
And then, like, when me and Ava were sat together, massage done, this, like, absolute massive man comes out and he's like, Ciara Ryan, because it was under my name. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, here we go, girls. And he goes, oh, yeah, perfect. I'm actually not taking you, I'm taking Ava. And she actually nearly passed away. Like, she was walking and she was like, perfect. And you're just in a bikini. Like, you're literally just in your swimsuit going in for the massage. And she literally like turns back at me and gives me the
I can literally imagine
ever.
And was it a full body massage? Like,
full body massage. But it was mad. Like, they're playing like really weird music. It wasn't massage music. It was like 50 Shades music. Now, I had a girl, so it was grand. But like, she had my legs like she had my thighs pure open, like, and no, sorry, I'm like insinuating something there. It wasn't, there was nothing,
it wasn't
like
creepy.
There was no foul play. She didn't do anything to me comfortable, but it was just like, this is kind
never had this before.
Yeah.
And how was Ava's one?
She just was like, what the fuck? Like, she was actually so annoyed.
I can imagine her fear.
She bet me up.
Yeah. Here, what the fuck was that?
They bet me up. Like,
did they?
Oh,
were
my
you
God.
Black and blue?
It was some girl. And like, yeah, she was proper going ham. I was like, at one point, I was like, do you mind just going a little bit more?
I always have to. Yeah, I don't like.
I really like it. You like it really hard, Ciara.
No, but I like a really like tough massage.
Yeah,
and this one was she was pulling my arms out of the sockets and all. I was like, okay, chill.
Yeah, calm down there now.
Yeah,
but it gets all the knots out.
Yeah, true.
And then you flew business home. And all.
I flew business home.
I'm the girl.
Not a clap. What no, because I was like, oh my God, this is my first time flying business.
Yeah, well, you couldn't not.
Kind of my first time flying business. So I was like, I need to stay awake and document that.
Yeah, and have it.
Yeah.
And the food and all.
Food, oh, you know? It was actually so delicious.
Yeah. Isn't it?
We had like spare ribs or something. Yeah. Like,
I've had
salmon.
Fish on it before and it was delicious. It was,
I love the soup.
Oh yeah,
it was the little desserts and the cup of tea.
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah. I didn't really love my dessert, but I still ate it all.
No. You have to do that in a flight.
Oh yeah.
Cheese boards. Yeah, you best believe I'm getting every single...
Oh, I'll eat every morsel. And see that little pack that you get? It's coming home with me.
Oh, yeah. I brought mine as well.
Yeah. I still have mine from Miami. I haven't touched a thing.
Yeah, I was like, another sack out there. When you're
yeah, I have to bring it all home with you. Were you on Hinge while you were over there?
You sent us in a guy.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, I was kind of... Because basically when I said I was in New York alone, what am I going to do? Like everyone on the internet was like, oh my God, like go on a date. Like, to be honest, I was just so, I just was enjoying myself so much. That, like, being a man was honestly the last thing that I was even thinking
about. Couldn't think that worse.
Yeah, so I didn't, like, I don't really have anything fun from over there. But
you made your diary.
I did do a dating diary for you guys to kind of finish off the segment.
Aww.
So I'll give you guys the results of how we've done.
Okay.
So. There has been 4 potential love interests.
Okay.
Oh, who's the other 3?
You only told us one.
Well, I can't. I have to. Let me tell you all because you'll understand that.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a rugby player from Australia.
Okay.
A physio from Scotland.
Okay.
Okay.
A doctor from Dublin. And then I have a new love interest from Hinge, actually. Yeah. So there's this guy on Hinge. Who
I was just going to say his name there.
Who I matched with recently, and I've loved this segment and I've had so much fun, but I don't think I'm really made for dating apps. I don't love them. I'm just I'm going to delete them. But I went to delete Hinge and then I saw this guy and I was like, oh, he's actually really handsome. He had like a little mustache and I was like, I'm kind of into a mustache. And he was a country man. And I was like,
he could have land here.
I was like, who is this? So I just matched him, but he was being so funny over text and I was like, you're a bit of me. The only thing I will say is I think he might be a mad fucker. Like, he gives me kind of mad fucker energy and I'm like, I'm
like mad fucker in what? Okay.
You need someone who are more ground, like level headed.
Yeah.
I think so.
There needs to be balance.
But I've also never gone for someone like who's like my energy. But we were texting, I think it was before I went to New York. I was trying to like organize a date or something for this anyway. And I feel like I'm Andy Anderson from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Like, that's honestly what I feel like doing this. But anyway, because I only, like, I'm going on it and I'm like, this is research for my job.
Yeah, I'm working on the
TV. Yeah. Replying to people on Hinge at like 2 a.m.
You send in 3 a.m. the night the guy.
Yeah, I'm still in New York.
She's doing her research.
But anyway, yeah, I matched with him and then I didn't reply to him for 5 days while I was in New York. Mm-hmm. And then I was bored the other night. I just had nothing else to do. So I was like, oh, fuck this. I'll text him back. And I texted him something funny. I was like, oh, sorry, I was on annual leave. How are you? After leaving him scene for like 5 days.
Love.
And then he was like, oh, no problem at all. Like, let me know when you're back. And he said, I don't know. We were kind of chatting back and forth. But he basically sent me an email. Because I was like, it kind of just went like corporately after I said I was on
annual
leave.
And that was the joke. Like,
You had to keep going kind of thing.
Yeah, so he was like, oh, let me know when you're back in the office. And I was like, oh, you'll have to submit like a CV to like go on a date with me. He fucking asked for my email and sent me through a CV.
Kira!
And it's iconic. And I was like, please include a cover.
Is this mad fuck?
Yeah. I was like, please. Well, I don't know. Sorry, I'm making such
assumptions. Okay, we think he might be.
He's not. I don't know if he's a mad fuck, but he just gives me my energy.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
He matches my energy.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I agree with either, but like, it might be fun for a day.
Yeah.
But yeah, he sent me, I was like, please include a cover letter and a reference. And he sent me his friend's email address. And he was like, she'll be happy to provide a reference. He included a photo. He included his Instagram and like a brief description. I was pissing myself, but I got it sent to Brona, like my manager.
Yeah.
And she was like, what the fuck is this?
Is she right now? Like, stalker, like,
with the, it true in my emails
I need
for
to
work.
See it. I
oh my
to.
God.
I sent the email. It was actually iconic. So we don't have a date organized, but I think if he asks me on a date, I kind of presume that's him asking me.
Yeah. He sent the CV.
God, yeah.
And can I see? Do you have a photo of him? Imagine we knew him.
I'm like, I wonder.
Where is he from? Do you say he's from the country?
Yes. Okay, here we go. Oh, wait, let me get a good photo. It's like trying to find a good photo of a man to show the girls.
Literally, you're like,
okay.
They're never as good. They're never as good in real life. Or, sorry, pictures.
Ellie's like, no.
No, I'm reading his thing. What do you call them?
Prompts. Bio?
Oh.
What I order for the table, a fresh trauma dump.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Now we need to know his fucking trauma.
A Hyrox man?
Yeah, he's kind of shredded.
Oh. He looks tall.
He is tall.
Did he send on his height on the CV?
It's included in.
Oh!
Yeah, it's on the thing. Wow.
Stop it.
I think he's good looking.
Please go on a date with him.
Nice,
we're like,
yes.
I feel like it's going to be mad though.
Yeah, but it'll be so much fun.
Kind of give mad energy. Yes. Just from his photos.
I feel like mad, but like not like.
Not bad mad.
Not bad mad.
Yeah.
Good mad.
No, yeah, any kind of mad to me is good mad.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God, I love him for you. Love.
So that's, he's just very recent, so I don't know if that's going to.
But like, you probably wouldn't have went on Hinge if it wasn't for this show.
See? That's so true.
So, something imagine he's actually got married.
Oh my God,
perfect.
Imagine.
That would be mad. We'd have to be like,
bridesmaids, surely.
Or we could be officiate the whole ceremony.
Oh my God, we can marry them. Yeah. Perfect.
Oh my God, imagine. Hold my drink wedding.
That'd be brilliant.
Please, that just do a live so show.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. Hilarious. Okay, yeah. So two of them I met on Raya. One of them was on Hinge and then one of them was in a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been on two dates, but it was with the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the rugby player from Australia and the physio from Scotland, like obviously.
How are you going to see them?
So the rugby player from Australia, he's actually English and he's coming home soon. And he was like, will I stop by Dublin on the way home and we can meet up? But that's not until like October time.
Yeah, but that's hot that he's like literally flying here for you.
Yeah.
Like
that's stuff off flight.
That's hot. Like,
but like we're like not really like I don't know if I actually, not that I don't see anything, but I'm just kind of like, okay, it's so far away.
Yeah.
It just kind of like, it doesn't feel real.
We only
like
text every like 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Like it's chill.
Like one text each way every 3 days or something.
Yeah. And then the physio from Scotland was kind of like, oh, will I come over this weekend? Will I come over this weekend? But I'm actually just so busy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, it's like not suiting me. And I also, I'm so paranoid that like I would feel really guilty if I made a guy come all the way over from his home country to Ireland and then like I didn't like him.
Yeah.
But then I'd feel like
I'd rather go there.
Would you?
I feel like I wouldn't feel dainty if I went, if he
came to me.
I wouldn't feel dainty. Yeah, personally, it wouldn't be dainty.
And but also then I'm like,
I want to feel
like he wouldn't be staying
this small.
He wouldn't be staying with me.
Still, real ick that he's after flying over to my country.
No, I think I don't know, because then you have to go.
That would make me feel sick.
Then you have to go to the effort of going to the airport and getting on a flight, and he's thinking in his head, "Ha, I got her to fly over to me."
I'd be like, "Oh, he's real desperate coming here."
Really?
No, I would not even like. I don't know.
I don't know. See, I just was like,
and I'm like, and you'd have to show him around your. I think that's more of it. I'm like, I'd have to show him Dublin and like, try and prep. Like,
he asked me to go to him, but he basically was like, what did he say? He said something like, come over and see me. And I was like, okay. And then I said something like, well, where am I going to stay? And then he was like, oh, you can stay in mine. And I was like, well, I'm not going to sleep over in your house.
No.
I'm not even meeting you. So no.
It's given murder. Like,
yeah. Literally. It's literally giving like you're gonna die. So
yeah.
I just wouldn't do that. I just wouldn't sleep in a guy's house on the first date anyway.
No.
That's insane. Sorry if anyone's done.
Oops,
but, like,
guilty.
Have you?
Yeah. First night McRae went home.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
And I was ringing his sister and all, asking her if she got makeup wipes at home. It still haunts her to this day. She was like, see this fucking bitch. Niamh said it to me. I don't think she called me a fucking bitch, but she was like, see, you was hockey in my face. It was like fucking 1 o'clock in the morning or something.
But did you know him?
I probably hadn't seen Graham for like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah, but it's okay if you've seen. If you,
oh yeah, I knew he wasn't going to kill me. Like,
I just
met his mom on the first night as well.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we crashed her party. She was out for a work party.
I thought you were going to say you crashed into her
car.
No. I was like, you're joking. How are you still with him?
She was out as well, and we were like, let's go see your mom.
Oh my God, so funny.
It's been true love ever since, folks.
Do you think a ring's coming anytime soon?
No.
No?
No. Not this year, anyway.
I was laughing at your TikTok.
Which?
you one we were like, you can buy me
flowers. Oh, see, yeah. Oh, I was yeah. Like, that crime? He was like, yeah, I'm scared of you. I was like, you're allowed to be afraid of me. Okay. Not this year. Next year.
Next year.
No, maybe the year after.
Okay.
Because then that's a 3-year mark. That's fine.
Okay. Well, I want to get married like now.
Me too, yeah. But he won't. So everybody text
him. Yeah, do.
Get out your phone right now.
Let him know.
Honestly, I really want.
We will.
I feel like he could come to the wedding. I feel like it happens quick though sometimes.
As you get older, you always see people who get in relationships as they get older, and it's like.
My mom and dad were like 6 months.
My mom and dad were 6 months.
Yeah, but that's because you weren't allowed to have sex before marriage back then.
Oh, is that what that was?
I'd be like, here. Yeah. Agree on that.
Day one.
Wait.
Yeah, it's a Catholic church. Sure.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but they still did. You didn't have to, like, stick by that, did you? Oh, you
also, sorry, like, can I just preface? I went to Tom McGraham the first night. We didn't have sex, okay? Just in case. Like,
oh, right. No one was judging you.
No, I know, yeah. But just in case. Just in case.
And even if you did, fuck it.
Yeah, but also just in case.
Did you actually not?
No.
Oh.
No, he was getting sick, poor fella.
He just had a little cuddle in his
sleepover. We just had a sleepover. He was just getting sick into a bin.
Wait, that's
poor fella.
So cute.
And then he had to go to work 7 o'clock
next
morning.
I have had sex the first time.
I've done the, like, you're allowed to have a sleepover with me, but, like, no sex.
Okay.
I've done
until
this.
The next morning. No,
I was waiting to hear it. I was waiting for her to say something else there.
Yeah. I have, yeah.
That's fine.
Just happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I've been with them for a long time so. Mm.
So that's allowed.
Yeah. Do you think it's true that sometimes, like, if you do it, then it turns men off?
I don't know. See, that's a men's perspective. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
If it turns them off, they probably didn't like you a lot in the first place.
Okay,
fair.
That's my opinion.
That's a good point.
Because I've definitely gotten with people like really soon after meeting them and we've ended up together.
Yeah.
So it means that they liked me and it didn't matter. I think it just depends.
It's happened to me, like, I'm pretty sure, well, boyfriends. Like, I don't have that many boyfriends, but like, and they obviously like me, so it's grand.
Yeah, but I'd say, like, there is like times where it's like a fuck, I don't know if I actually liked her that much.
Oh, it's
and then they just brought them home.
And they get
which is
that,
a horrible like, thing to do. You shouldn't do that to a girl.
No.
Because I feel like girls get so attached, especially after
We have different...
Yeah, and men get the thing where they think they like it and then they have sex and then they're like, oh
don't actually
And
like
we're the opposite. We're like, oh my God. Like, literally love hurts in your eyes. Yeah. Like, looking at them.
It's so weird. It's literally, as soon as it happens, I'm like, fuck.
It's hooks, line, and sinkers.
Weird. It's literally oxytocin.
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Is it?
God's sake.
It's a real thing.
I know. I was so good when I was celibate. I was celibate for like a good 7 or 8 months.
Right.
And it was so good. I felt my mind felt clear.
Yeah.
I was just not worried about anything. Now I'm fucked again.
Yeah, I don't like...
Horny out.
I didn't... She's ready to party. I didn't, when I was single, like casual, like, hook up rat, like,
no.
Sex.
No.
I'd rather...
Because
yeah.
I just feel like afterwards, I'm like...
You feel really used.
Yeah.
I think
some people can't, some people don't feel like that, but I personally did. I was like, I feel like, even though I'd done it too, and I'm like,
yeah.
It was also for me, I'm like, I just felt not nice afterwards. Yeah.
No.
Personally, I didn't like
it. I liked like a hug after and like
same.
Being held.
Yeah.
And like my head being rolled. Well, like someone, if someone was like, okay, get up.
Okay,
now,
bye.
I think I'd start sobbing.
I stayed at someone's house before and they were like, we had sex. And they were like, by the way, I don't cuddle. And I was like,
no.
Good night. Yeah.
Oh, that's real cruel, isn't it?
No.
Is it?
That's really mean. Like, if someone was like to me, by the way, I just had my penis inside you, but by the way,
I'm not going to touch your...
I can't give you an L hug. No.
No, that's not nice. That's not nice.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Like,
yeah, it was...
He's giving cold.
Yeah.
Like, just cold hearted.
He's giving, you know, he's giving deep emotional issues and
trauma
that you would have had to deal with.
True.
That.
No, so there was no way I was
like, why don't you cuddle? Why? What happened in your childhood?
I know.
I have a cuddle.
Yeah.
I know what that was.
Or maybe he was just like, what?
I know what one you're talking
about. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're left out.
I'll tell you after.
Yeah, tell you after. What else have we got to touch on? So our last question that we have for you is, have you found love?
Or are you closer to finding love thanks to this, to this amazing dating show?
I'm definitely closer. You guys have opened me back up.
Aww.
No, like I'm sure I wasn't dating.
Yeah.
Before. No.
I don't think I'd kissed anyone in like so long before I came on
the
pod.
The cobwebs.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Aww. The
lock up your sons, ladies. Yes. That's all I'll say.
Well, I think Kira on for like a 6
that's
month
what I was about to say update. Yeah, in a few months time we should get like a review.
What would you do if I had a boyfriend?
I was, before you came in, I said, imagine Kira came in and was like, I'm pregnant, or like, oh my God, I'm married,
oh
or
my God, I have the coil.
Like, no,
I would love
yeah, no,
what are we gonna do when you have a boyfriend then? We're all gonna have to go out on a triple date.
Oh my God, well, first of all, fuck yeah.
Yeah. I would love that.
That I'm also like, I can't get a boyfriend because I'm moving to New York next year.
You're not moving to, I'm gonna kill him.
That's always when you meet someone, is like when you're about to go somewhere or something, it's always the way. You'll meet someone and be like, oh my God, he's perfect, but I'm fucking going.
So I know.
But you have to do your own. You have to do, like, you'll always wonder why if you have to do it.
What's the name of your of that woman? And I whenever I see the TikTok of her, I always
let them
listen to
her. Theory.
The blonde lady?
It's a blonde lady, but she says, she's given a speech at a college anyway. She's some famous actress. She looks like my mom. I can't think of her fucking name. It's not Gillian Anderson, but it's someone who looks like my mom. And she says, follow your dreams, not your boyfriends.
Oh.
And whenever I see that, I'm like,
I love that.
That's sweet.
I still want to move somewhere like for a short amount of time without Dana.
Do you?
Well, like, Dana can't come because of football. So it's not like he could. But, like, it's an itch in me that I'm like, I need to scratch. And, like, just because I have a boyfriend doesn't mean...
But you can't do it.
I agree with that. I think
But I know if I ever do, when I do, for that short amount of time, people be like, she obviously, like, how can she be away? I'm like, no, but I have to... You're not fucking... just with them all the time.
Yeah.
You have to be your own.
But Dana
person.
Would support you in doing that. If it's something that you want to do. Yeah. If it's something that you want to do, regardless of what that is in life. Obviously not murdering someone or something.
No.
Like, your partner should support
I'm like,
you.
I'm going to be spending 90 plus years, but I'm like, I'll probably be sick by the end. Like, a
few months. You'll live until you're 120.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, 9. Oh, yeah.
90 she's plus.
Please, God.
Please, yeah. I said, how long is she here for?
I said it to him and I was like, we'll have to go back to doing long distance for it. I was like, yeah, but we done it with you, so it was fine.
Professional.
He was like, yeah, but that was my job. I goes, yeah, but then this is my life. He didn't, at the start, he was a bit like, but now he's open to the
idea. How far are you going to go?
I don't know.
I think you would thrive at that.
The two of you can't leave me.
I just want to do.
What am I going to do?
I just want to do.
Why don't you come with us? Why don't we all go as girls? Wait, like, you're never going to be able to live with girls again. Like,
no, I know.
You are realistically going to get married soon enough, like,
literally,
in the next 5 years anyway.
Yeah.
So why don't we just, even for 6 months, fuck off to New York? Hello. And just all live together as girls. That'd be so much fun.
I would love to.
Guys, I'm trying to buy a house. I can't. I really can't.
I just think.
Do a few more collabs.
I just think, like, there's so much more, like, you have to live your own life. And there's always a knot in my stomach when I think about that. I've never moved away somewhere. I've never lived away.
You have to.
Yeah, but I already did it.
It's an you've done it.
Yeah,
you've done it. I've lived in Boston for 3 months.
Yeah.
For my J1. But, like, even if it's just London, I'm like, I just need to do that. And if I hate it, I'm like, well, at least I've done it.
Yeah, I think 100%. If you have anything like that in your mind,
it's only getting fucking stronger as I get older. Yeah. I'm like, and there's going to be a time when I have kids and I can't just pick up and eat. This is my only time.
Yeah. And as well, I feel like people who don't do the things that they wanted to do because of, say, like, a partner or, like...
Resent them.
You take it out on them,
like,
then.
You get into a fight and you're like, yeah, well, I could have fucking been in London right now, but I stayed here to be with you.
Oh, and I would say that.
Yeah.
As bad as it is, I probably would. Yeah. Like, I would.
Yeah, so would I.
Yeah.
I would 100%.
Because these are the little things that will niggle at you and you'll be like...
Need to
until you burst. So pending, I don't know where I'm going, but even if it's just like a retreat or something, Bali, I don't know.
Yeah,
something.
Well, if you're doing that, definitely include me. I really want to.
Oh, I want to do Bali next
year. Would you do a retreat?
Yeah,
a retreat.
I definitely would.
Oh my God,
like a little January retreat. Yourself.
Yeah, me and Graham are thinking start of next year, like Bali, Thailand kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, even the like fitness shit.
Oh my God, fitness street. I want guys to go there, and all the food is like,
let's go, Miss Girls.
Honestly.
Let's go.
Will we?
Yeah, I fucking would. I want to do that healing
thing.
My time. She, like, slaps your back.
And you're like,
no, God knows what to come out me.
Yeah.
Like, that looks scary. They look in pain. That's why they're crying.
Really?
Yeah.
No, like, I love them.
So do I.
I'd love to do it.
Let's find ourselves.
Right, so we've gone from New York to London to Thailand. Fuck knows where we're
going.
Yeah, next episode you see Kira on. We'll have her on Zoom. She'll be God knows where. We won't know where.
And, yeah, any suspicious ads that you see
like,
coming. Yeah.
Or them like fake backgrounds that you have on Zoom. Like,
I'm in Hawaii, girls. Yeah.
And all them loops.
AI. Yeah, so any ads you see, it's all for the girls' trip fund.
Yeah, exactly.
Book a holiday first. Like, calm down there, moving away.
I'm more. I'm into the moving away business.
Yeah, you're so busy.
Guys, you have to.
No, please, can we go on a holiday? I really want to go on a holiday.
I'm telling you, yeah. We need to.
Okay, that's my parting present. I'm going to organise a trip for us.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not fucking paying there, but.
But if Aer Lingus want to sponsor a trip, we're here.
Yeah. No, let's go somewhere cool.
Okay.
Somewhere sunny.
Yes.
And let's just get pissed every day. Amazing. Oh my God, am I an alcoholic? Like, what's
fine. No, Irish people are all the same.
That's grand.
In Lisbon, we don't want to be one bit sober.
No. The whole trip, so. We don't want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Get nice picking.
Caroline, we can't thank you enough.
Thank you so guys, I'm so sad.
It feels like a breakup.
It actually does.
Can you tell everyone your socials quickly before you go again, in case you want to keep up with your love life?
The socials are at Painted by Kira, but just call me Kira, please, if you ever see me out in public.
Painted!
No, I hate when people call
me Painted.
Have
you ever changed your name? I forgot you.
I don't know. I always get asked that. I don't know.
I feel like I don't like when people change their name.
Yeah, I feel like I'm...
Then my head can't compute. Yeah. Just for me, that's me being selfish.
Like, if I look you up, I have to go pee first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I just feel like there's so many Kira Rhines.
Okay.
Like, there's no fucking different. Other, like, Ellie Kelly.
I love
like.
Painted by Kira.
Have I? I've come across one, I think.
Have you?
Yeah, really? Me before.
Well, she's cancelled. No, no. Guys, love you
we
so
love
much.
You.
Miss
love
you guys.
Thanks. We'll see you soon, okay?
Red Flag Radar, we do every week where we...
Say that 3 times fast.
Red Flag Radar, Red Flag Radar, Red Flag Radar. Darth Vader.
It used to be like Red Larry, Yellow Larry, Red Larry, Yellow Lolly.
Red Larry, Yellow Larry. Ugh.
No.
Tongue twister.
Yes.
Every week we do Red Flag Radar and we basically get people to write in their potential red flags they've seen. They want us to confirm or deny this is... In fact, a red flag.
Yeah.
First one. He always gets sunburned like your ginger. Learn to wear sunscreen.
Oh, God love him. Oh.
No.
Maybe he's just so oblivious to the fact he always gets scalded. Maybe he's like, one day it'll go tan. Oh. But does some
red flag, I'll say red flag.
Are you saying red flag?
Yeah, like, to me, that's like, oh, grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah, but also, bless him. But also, I'm like, you can't, if you're, you need to be putting sunscreen on. If every single time you're being a crisp.
Maybe he's embarrassed.
To apply sunscreen.
Yeah, to be like, that you'd have to reapply it when nobody else would. Oh, my heart. And he was going around with a big white cast.
Or the remember the green sunscreen as a kid?
No.
I was a fucking green.
It was green sunscreen.
My mum used to put green sunscreen on me. But it would obviously blend in. But I wonder, was it to see that you've everywhere covered?
I just remember mixing sun cream and sand. I just...
Oh.
And your man be rubbing it in your arm and you'd be half getting exfoliated at the same time.
I didn't like the beach for a long time.
Because of that.
Over being a kid and just...
Or sandy sambos.
No, I never had a sand. Yeah. Ooh, crunchy sambos.
Yeah. There'd be a few grains of sand here and there and you just have to chew through it.
Oh, God.
Aw. Are we saying red?
I'm going to say red flag.
Yeah.
He needs to just put the sun cream on.
Let's be a bit ruthless today.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Red.
Red.
Next one.
Red
then.
Like your sunburn.
Yeah.
Poor fella. The next one is, my bestie said she can't pick me up from the airport. I live in Dublin. It's like a 30-minute drive because of parking.
Oh.
No one parks at the airport. You pull up outside.
You literally don't park. You pull up literally at where the departure. You're not meant to, but.
Yeah, everyone does it.
Or no arrivals.
No, it's a set down. Yeah. You can sit there for, you can wait for someone.
For a few minutes,
If they're taking too long, you can just do a loop.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Do a loop, I'm back in a few minutes. Or go around to McDonald's.
That's me.
No one actually really parks in the...
Only if you want to come in and get you.
The only time I've ever probably been in that car park is if I've left my car there maybe for a night or two. Or if I've been in someone else's car.
Yeah.
Or like when we drop Jack off to the airport, we parked in there because you obviously can't. Dropping someone off.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. Aw.
Red flag.
Do you think some people are nervous to drive at the airport? My dad still gets a bit, really? What lane am I in? Or like...
The lanes are a bit confused.
Yeah, he's like, am I going up here? I'm like, no.
Well, maybe that's I feel like she could say that, be like, I hate driving to the airport.
Yeah, I'd rather someone say that to me than...
Yeah, than say it's
because parking. Of parking. Red flag.
He gets pissed off if I visit my parents.
Red flag. Anyone trying to like take it away from your family?
Yeah.
Scary.
It's given like they want you to... be not as close to everyone else so that you can be closer to him.
I don't think I could be with someone who didn't let me like love my family
because
as I get older didn't make an effort, didn't want like didn't try and chat to them or like
my boyfriend before he would literally leave the house without saying bye. I'm like, you know,
so rude.
I was like, can you go? I'd have to make him like
go in and just say see ya.
Like I'd have to make him look polite.
Not, yeah.
I'm not.
Like, you were doing him a favour.
Literally.
No, I couldn't be with someone who was trying to, who would get pissed off no. if I visited my parents.
Oh
my
God, your parents. These are really red today, all the flags.
Red, red, red.
Just making the sunburn one look like yeah. green. Aw.
Poor fella.
We'll give him a green sun cream. That's yeah. what we'll do. Every week we have dilemmas. So if you're new here, we have secrets and stalls, they're called, like the bathroom stalls in the bathroom of a nightclub where you spill all the goss. And this is today's. So myself and my boyfriend have been together for just over 2 years now, and we are madly in love. He used to be bad for going out every weekend, drinking and drugs, etc. And everyone says I pulled him out of that, but recently all his friends and their girlfriends are breaking up. So all his friends are back doing drugs, etc. And there's now been two occasions where he's lied to me about doing them. I'd be at his house every weekend and every Friday and Saturday. Once the evening time hits, I'm waiting for the phone call. The lad's ringing him to go out and he would just drop everything with me and go out to them. If they say jump, he literally says how high. We haven't done anything together as a couple in so long. I've tried to make an effort, but it seems to be completely gone on his side. He lied to me about drugs back in December and hasn't once tried to earn my trust back since then. So I'm drained and sick of feeling like this. We have a holiday in June and we did have a massive fight this weekend over everything. And he's saying he didn't realise I was this unhappy, etc. Please help. Do I go on holiday and try reignite things or just break it off?
Oh.
What do you think, girl? So December, he lied.
The holiday's in June.
I don't know. Sometimes a holiday can like make everything come to a boil. Worse.
It can make or break it.
Yeah.
100%. People always say that a holiday can make or break.
I think it comes to an age where you're like, right, no matter who you're with and how much you love me, like, who do I see my future with? Like, what type of person?
Yeah.
And if someone who does drugs and lies to you isn't in that category,
mm-hmm.
should you be with them?
Yeah.
Do you know? It's like that's, there's some things that are like deal breakers, and if that for you is a deal breaker, and if that's something that you can't look past,
mm.
and if it's gonna keep happening.
Yeah. Like, everybody has different deal breakers. Like, yeah. somebody
so niche, like,
could be in your position as well, has a boyfriend that goes out and does that.
And doesn't mind.
And could be yeah. fine with it.
Yeah.
Like, could it be a thing that it's the lying that's upsetting you more? Like, I'm yeah. not promoting drinking or drugs. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, is it a case that if you just told you this is what happened, this went on, would it hurt you that much?
Yeah. Maybe have that thought with yourself. Be like, is it the fact he's doing them?
Or lying about doing them.
Or both.
Yeah.
So then you can kind of go from there, because you could sit down and be like, look, I'd obviously... like, would rather you tell me and be honest with me, because I feel like once they start hiding things, it kind of gets scary what else you can hide then.
Mm.
So they're looking at if what is the issue for you here? Is it the fact he's doing them, or just the fact he's saying he's not and doing them?
And lying.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Then it's like, well, why don't you just tell me?
Yeah.
Because everyone always says,
the truth.
I would just rather you tell me.
100%.
Like, how many times have I heard my friends saying that about their, like, just little things, everything, you're like, I just would rather know.
Yeah.
Or even parents when everything. You're young. Yeah. They're like, I'd rather know what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't care. Just don't lie to me.
Just don't lie.
The lying hurts more. It's yeah. deceiving
deceit
you.
Like, of it, yeah. I think have that chat with yourself if it is the problem, and if it is the drugs that's the problem, and the drink and the going out like that, and you don't want to be with someone like that, then I think that will be your deal breaker.
Mm.
Of like, look, it's, you can't tell someone to not go out and have fun.
If that's their type of fun.
If that's their fun.
Yeah.
But you can not want to be with someone yeah. if they do certain things.
You don't have to stick in something that you're unhappy with just because.
No.
Like, don't let the thought of, like, we've been together for 2 years, we're madly in love, don't let that overshadow how you actually feel about
yeah.
the things
yeah.
as well.
And it's not like a blackmail-y thing, but you can be like, okay, you can do that, but I won't be with you if you do that.
Yeah,
like,
it's
like, that's the long and short.
We live two different lives.
Yeah.
And they're not gelling, and that's
and
fine.
That's not like.
Because I'd say, like she said at the start, he used to be bad for going out and drinking and drugs, and she yeah. pulled him out of it. But now that he's kind of fallen back into it, is it going to be just like.
How do you get him out of it then if he's
yeah.
pulled him out in the first place?
Is it only going to get good again when all his friends start getting in relationships again and not going out as much? Or, like, do you know what I mean? You can't be sitting around waiting for that time. You're living your life on someone else's time then.
Yeah. I think you need to have this chat with him before the holiday, before you can go on it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll have a few drinks abroad and have
it'll
a chat
be brought up.
And it will yeah. be brought up in a bad way. I think look at your values in a relationship in general.
Mm-hmm.
Look at if you mind what he's doing, or is it the fact just that he's lying? And then come back to us even if you want for an update.
Yeah.
And let us know.
Please do.
Yeah.
Phone a friend. We do phone a friend. I love this so much because we get your opinions on things. Mm-hmm. So we put up a dilemma on our stories and we ask you to help with the advice. So none of this is coming from me and Cher. It's coming from the Home I Drink listeners. And we always get a really good balance of both sides of things.
Most time.
Yeah. There was one week where...
Oh, God.
It was very leaning towards one side, but it's very mixed usually. So this is this week's dilemma for phone a friend. Hi girls, after a breakup in October, I went on 3 dates with this guy I met online. Things were grand, but there was no real spark, and I only agreed to the 3rd date because I felt awkward about ending it. I felt more of a spark at the 3rd date, but after walking home, I couldn't stop thinking about my ex and comparing how I felt with him. Is that unfair? He seems like a lovely guy, but I just can't get excited about him when he texts, but maybe that's because I'm not over my breakup. I don't want to lose a lovely guy because my ex broke my heart.
Oh.
And this is what yous have said.
I feel like when you break up with someone and you meet someone else like that, like, it's usually, obviously you're still sad about the ex, but I think if you liked the new person enough, you actually would just like them.
Yeah.
You just don't like the lovely guy enough.
Yeah. Maybe he's not. Like, yeah, to still be comparing him to the ex.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's hard to move on and be happy when the thoughts of an ex is holding you back. Ex for a reason, girl.
Sounds like you're not ready for something serious again. Go on lots of dates and have fun feeling good. It's only been 3.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
3 dates with the same person.
Yeah.
Since she had a breakup.
And also, it's okay to not feel like love them after 3 dates too. Don't force yourself to feel a spark. If you're not excited about it from the start, he's not for you. I've seen a guy before, I found my angel boy, and I thought something was wrong with me because he was so lovely, but I felt absolutely nothing for him. I thought I couldn't like anyone after being traumatised by my ex. I admitted to myself the spark wasn't there, so I told him it wasn't working out. A week later, I met my angel boy, and sparks were flying. Over 3 years later, and I'm just as excited with him as I was the first time we met. Trust your gut and capital letters.
So beautiful.
Aww.
I love that.
Yeah, because you ever, like, I remember seeing someone before, and I was like, on paper, like, we're actually a great match, like, blah, 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 like, all these things I should check. I was like, but I just don't feel it.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you can literally, the person couldn't be perfect, and what's on your list of what you want, and you're just like,
no.
Something,
yeah. Sometimes it's not always what's on your list isn't always what's right for you. Right. Like.
No.
So
there's enough fish in the sea to forget about them both and look elsewhere.
Maybe talk to the guy about how you're feeling. Say you want to take it very slow. I don't think so. I just don't think she doesn't like. I think she doesn't like him.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Not enough. The timing isn't right, girl, and that's okay. Take some more time being single and healing.
Love. Dating isn't always about an initial spark or excitement, but more about finding qualities. Do you think? Like, I can't imagine going on a 1st date ever again in my life, obviously. But, like, I can't imagine being on a 1st date and if there was nothing there.
Going again?
What be the point in that?
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I have.
Like, it's just kind of like,
yeah.
Why
some
would
people
you?
Do are growers, though. Some people, they grow to love instead of, like, initial. I'm like, love you.
Yeah.
Day one. But that's not normal.
But that's okay too.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not feeling it. No point in rushing into it. The right man is only around the corner.
And the last one then is, I don't think you're ready to date yet. Take some time to mourn the relationship.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, never mind. Not the last one. Wrong page.
Don't force a spark. He might not be the one and you just haven't found them yet. When you know, you'll know. I've been there. I was getting married a few years ago and he cheated on me at a stag. No. And end of things weeks before the wedding. Oh my God. I was going on dates trying to force things and thinking, yeah, I'd be happy. But it was only settling and deep down I knew until one day the right guy come along and I couldn't picture my life any other way. We now have a baby, a house and I get married.
Aww.
Everything works out in the end. I do believe everything for a reason. Just be patient and things will fall into place.
Aww. Break it off. Not fair to lead him on while comparing to an ex. They're an ex for a reason. Yeah, you have to think of him as well. Like,
yeah.
Because you don't, like, he could be really into her.
Yeah.
Thinking, like, oh, 3 dates in, this is going to go well. And she's just like, no. I'm not with my ex.
Yeah. If there's no spark, there's no spark. I feel like it shouldn't take 3 dates to feel a spark.
Mm. Also, it's so normal to think about your ex post-dates after breaking up. You're still healing / processing.
Literally, you're going to be like, wish that was him.
Mm. Oh.
Well, not all the time.
No, yeah.
But if you're sad about it. I always say if you don't want to test drive a car, don't buy it. Same for sexual chemistry.
Wow. Okay. He might be a lovely guy, but just not the guy for you. True. He could be lovely for someone else. Like
someone else.
Yeah.
Sometimes lovely guys aren't always the one.
Stop letting your ex dictate this new thing. Nothing will ever work if you keep this up.
It's not fair if you lead him on. Don't force anything. These things happen. Aw. Thanks so much for all your input.
We love your input. It's actually so good.
You can send in. So the input comes from our Instagram page. It's HomeMyDrinkPod.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the dilemmas come in to our email. It's HomeMyDrink@GoLoudNow.com. And if you want to be in for phone a friend, if you'd rather that,
yeah,
then put that in the subject line. Any updates or dilemmas, we also always love. So please, yeah, send them in.
We love getting updates in.
And then we have bonus episodes every Monday, full episodes every Wednesday, and then video episodes Thursdays. We don't have video this week and next.
This week and next. 2 weeks. We don't.
Yeah, we don't. But we'll be back better than ever. Okay.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.